We're reading from the book Kabbalah for the Student, article Teaching of the Kabbalah and its Essence, page 46. Kabbalah for the Student, Teaching of Kabbalah and its Essence, page 46. You may ask questions through kab.tv. Relevant chosen questions will be asked live during the lesson. Once more, Kabbalah for the Student, page 46. Title, Essence is not perceived in the corporeals. Essence is not perceived in the corporeals. Moreover, even the things we imagine we attain by their essence, such as rocks and trees, after honest examination, we are left with zero attainment in their essence, since we only attain their actions, which occur in conjunction with the encounter of our senses with them. It's how we always speak about this world. What do I know? Something, let's say, comes into contact to my eardrum, and then to my nervous system, and then passes on to some electrical chemical systems in my brain, and then that matches with some phenomena which is present in my memory, and that's how I differentiate, oh, that these sounds, this combination of sounds, oh, this is a word, when I put it together, and within these words, I don't know what they are, until I understand their essence, their combination, and my attitude, my present attitude towards them, sometimes like this, sometimes like that, and differently otherwise. Look at how many things we have to go through in receiving some information from the outside, seemingly, and to be impressed from it. And we are not familiar with these systems. They are present in different levels of the will to receive, still vegetative, animate, and man, speaking. What we have there is all sorts of different electrical and chemical systems there, mechanisms. There are actions which have to do with scrutinizing the material, and then there is afterwards comparison of them. And then, of course, when I speak about godliness and my attitude towards godliness, it's even more so. Because in all these things, the will to receive is what is operating, that is filtering these things. And like we say, like even before we think about it, it takes the things which are pleasant and unpleasant and differentiates them, throws these out, takes these. He wants to take things closer, bring this thing, myself closer to these things and farther from these things. How do I receive this whole twisted image in which we say, all who cancels, he's canceling something which is in him. And then slowly this image gets clear to me. Just like now we say, we are found in attributes where we don't reveal the spiritual state. We reveal some state where my attributes such reveal these things to me. Thus, nobody is familiar where he's truly found presently. Nobody feels himself. We are in some dream where we feel something, but part of the true reality we don't know. Who is broadcasting this to us and how we receive it this manner, it's also unknown. We are yet to reveal just how much in this entire reality we have no measure of scale to approach it with true investigation of who we are and what's happening with us. Is this whole reality incorporated of only these two things? As we think? Rather, there are many more forces and attributes and things that I can't even imagine them, that they exist. Because usually when I imagine something, it's from something that I am already familiar with in some extent, then I expand it, maybe in some dimension, size, or intensity. But things which I have never felt, discernments which I have never scrutinized, I can't say anything about them. Thus he is saying that there is no essence perceived in the corporeal. Amikam, what? Let's say I am hungry. So my atoms are not saying they're hungry. They're also, they don't say that they want family or something. The corporeal, the substance, it has some connection with the desire that translates some need for something very specific. I don't understand what you're saying. Let's say this. Your atoms are arranged in such a manner that are combined into molecules. The molecules are combined together into something which is live and developing. And when they reach their development, they reach a state where we say that they feel. What do you mean they feel? That the forces in them are more combined and tied among them, and between them. These forces, there are such degrees already where the scrutiny between them, the analysis and synthesis among them is already similar to something seemingly emotional. What do you mean emotional? Let me give you some shock and you'll feel this. I'll zap you with some electricity and you'll feel this. Yes, our whole emotion, sensation in our intellect, it's some reaction, some electrical chemical process, nothing more than that. If you're speaking about the degree of the of man or the creator or something, I don't know, what is that? If they are not the relations between the forces, what are you saying? The relations between this force and that force and this? Yes, it's true. There's no more than that. But why, when these forces combine among them, bring forth to me this sensation of life as creator and creature? Less than this, maybe, yes. The will to receive wants its fulfillment. What does it mean, it wants its fulfillment? You're already speaking about here about a desire, you understand? Your question is actually like this. When we're speaking about the substance, are we speaking about the corporeal atoms or about the desire? We're speaking about desire. If so, it's not a problem. Everything comes from the dust. So everything is the development of the desire, yes? If we're speaking about the substance, you have a problem. What does it mean? This substance is thinking or loving and more until you reach this electrical chemical level that's occurring there in the live body, and the level of all these different harmonic actions and impressions, as doctors speak, yes, that's already okay, yes. When you're already getting into speaking about desires there, we don't know what to say. That's like maybe some philosophy or psychology. You're getting lost there because you never thought initially about our substance, our atoms and molecules, that's desire. You thought that it's a different substance other than desire, and that's our mistake. What is essence? I didn't get that. Just essence, yes. We don't understand what our essence is. We don't. I can understand my reaction to something. From my reactions, I'm getting familiar with myself, yes? This is hot, this is cold, this is dark, this is light, this is soft, this is hard. I'm only familiar with my reactions. And from my reactions, I'm getting familiar with my reality and myself. Who am I? Could you tell me? So you begin to speak about me, how I react to things. Why? Because what are you going to say? I'm just a will to enjoy? Why is that me? I am this type of will to receive that is present in the specific form, attitude towards these different actions upon it, to these different influences upon it, and that is called me. What are you saying? This guy, he loves that, he hates this, he behaves like this. Are you talking about the person or his attitude towards something? His attitude towards something, that's what you're saying. But who am I? Really? I don't know. I know that I act this way, I think like this, I like this, I behave like that. This is how we measure, we speak, especially towards others. But essence, we do not grasp. He writes about this too, right? In Pri Chacham, in the wise fruit, sage's fruit. I also react to abstract names. Yes, people tell me truth. It's like an abstract name, but some inside I have a reaction to this. You're describing to yourself some fulfillment or lack of fulfillment towards your general will to receive towards this term. And if you wouldn't imagine anything, I want to say this, but I'm afraid, you know, if you would understand or not, you wouldn't hear. You wouldn't hear. You wouldn't see, you just wouldn't react. That's how it is actually towards the concealed reality. So wait, my question is, if I do react, so we could learn abstract names. You can imagine whatever you want. That's called abstract names. Galgalta. What am I now imagining to myself? I don't know. I mean, this I understand what a skull is, yes? The literal translation of Galgalta is like skull. You know, I don't know. You know, you have Indians. They used to sell skulls. It was like money for them. But are we talking about this? What are you looking at me like that? Yes or no? No, I don't understand. So you don't understand. That's great. This is good. Let's continue. We're in the title soul. For example, when Kabbalah states that there are three forces, one is the body, two is the animate soul, and three, the sacred soul, this does not refer to the essence of the soul. The essence of the soul is fluid. It is what psychologists refer to as self, and materialists as electric.
It is a waste of time to speak of its essence, as it is not arranged for impression through the touch of our senses, as with all corporeal objects. However, by observing the essence of this fluid, three kinds of actions in the spiritual world, we thoroughly distinguish between them by different names, according to their actual operations in the upper worlds. Thus, there are no abstract names here, but rather tangible ones in the full sense of the word. Because we reveal these actions, we give them names. So for us, it exists. But again, the actions from the matter itself, and not the matter itself. Also, matter is a problem. I feel a desire. Do you feel the desire itself, or do you feel your lack or your fulfillment by the desire? The desire itself also, like, what is this term, I want? Ah, you want. What do you want? You feel a state in your desire. If beforehand you wouldn't feel, if you didn't have the reshimot, then the desire without a form you wouldn't feel also. Meaning, we don't touch anything of the essence, but only the actions. But that's enough for us. That's enough. So don't be sorry. Go ahead. Hold on, yep, hold on. Just about that matter, we can see in the introduction to Book of Zohar, in the preface to Book of Zohar, Item 12, it says, the thought has no perception of essence, and even our own essence is unknown to us, because I feel and I know that I take up a space in this world, and I'm solid, and I'm warm, and I think, and so on, only by revealing the actions. But if you ask me, what is my essence that all these revelations derive from it, I don't know what to reply to you, because providence has deprived us from attaining essence, and we attain only the revelation of the actions, of the essence. So there is a screen. You don't know what's happening behind this screen. You only see the results, the shadows. That's it, and that's enough for us. That's what we're dealing with. Yes? Question from David from Tel Aviv, Kabbalah campus. I'm confused. How should we treat the world before the barrier? Because if we treat the world with discontent, then a person can be hurt. Oh, he'll be hurt, poor thing. So what? So, okay, he was just hurt now. Okay. So he's asking, when we're talking about this world, that everyone is like beasts, then they're not hurt. But if he's not in reality, then he is hurt from that. What's the difference? At least here he's a beast. But here we're saying he doesn't exist at all. So then, how should we refer to this world? What's the correct attitude? The world that we feel here, the attitude is very simple. No matter to what extent I'm in this dream, I still have to live this dream. Because one can judge only according to what he can see. I have to work, I have to have a family, I have to do all these actions, but I still have to say, this is a dream. Listen, this is a dream. I practice it as it is, like a game. So we're deciding that we're playing a game. We're going to a picnic and we're just playing. And I treat it seriously. The Creator gave it to me for me to realize this. That's it. That's how it exists. But besides that, I develop a point in the heart with my attitude towards the Creator. These two levels are completely unrelated. One level that I'm in this dream, I practice and I keep myself in the necessity. And on a higher degree, where I want to find a connection to the godliness, there I constantly develop. That's where 99% of everything of mine should be aimed towards. That's how I reach godliness. To the extent a person considers this world, and accordingly, however a person sees spirituality, then that's how his attitude is towards this world or towards spirituality. It's opposite. For him, the 100% is in this world. What do I need here? Money, honor, health, that's it. That's all I need. But for us, not money or health or honor, that's unimportant towards spirituality. We only take care of the necessity for it. So for him, he can say that we're treating this world with disregard. So he's hurt by this. What can we do? I don't see that people are being offended by the fact that the Kabbalah reveals to them the correct attitude towards this world. Because the person himself is revealing, discovering that this world is temporary, it's empty. Let's continue. Page 46. Bottom subtitle, Advantage of My Commentary Over Previous Commentaries. We can be assisted by secular teachings in interpreting matters in the wisdom of Kabbalah, since the wisdom of Kabbalah is the root of everything and they are all included in it. Some were assisted by anatomy, such as in, "Then without my flesh shall I see God," and some were assisted by philosophy. Latterly, there is an extensive use of the wisdom of psychology. But all of these are not considered true commentaries, since they do not interpret anything in the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, only show us how the rest of the teachings are included in it. This is why the observers cannot be assisted by one place in another place, even though the wisdom of serving God is the closest wisdom to Kabbalah from all the external teachings. And needless to say, it is impossible to be assisted by interpretations according to the science of anatomy or by philosophy. For this reason, I said that I am the first interpreter by root and branch and cause and consequence. Hence, if one were to understand some matter through my commentary, one can be certain that everywhere this matter appears in the Zohar and in the Tikkunim, he can be assisted by it, as with the commentaries on the literal, where you can be assisted by one place for all other places. The style of interpreting according to external teachings is a waste of time, because it says nothing more than a testimony to the genuineness of one over the other. And an external teaching needs no testimony, as Providence has prepared five senses to testify for it. And in Kabbalah, nevertheless, one should understand the argument prior to bringing testimony to the argument. Here we can understand what Baal Shalom's great work that he did in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because us, regular people, who don't receive this special attitude from above that the Kabbalists used to have in their times until our time today, that each one of them was like a special person, that they were one of a kind. We couldn't reach spirituality, in the masses couldn't reach it without this method that he revealed to us, which is the connection between the lower branch to the upper root. And that's how it is in each and every degree, meaning how to connect to the upper and the upper upper and the even more upper, and not just by nullifying yourself and then your upper one is, you nullify it towards the upper of the achap and galgal tenayim. That's clear if a person knows how to do that. That's what's called that a person's soul will teach him. So how can you do this in a state that a person doesn't have a soul yet, meaning he still hasn't got this revelation? His vessel is already towards bestowal and he can already connect to the upper one. And then we have the interpretation. It's called interpretation, but the thing is, it's a device, it's a means, which is called the connection of the root and branch. And Baal HaSulam took a few languages and he tied them together, and you see it especially in the Zohar. And then begin to explain to us what's the connection between our state, the lower degree, with psychology and philosophy and sciences. We can see how he gives them importance in all of his articles, and with the Bible, the Talmud, and the legend. But the most important thing is that he joins it to the language of Kabbalah. So in this complete thing that he did, you can observe it from different manners in order for us to be able to think, to view it in the four discernments of the coarseness within us. That in these four discernments of coarseness we have the letters and we have the images of vegetative, still, animate and speaking, and the different directions of the world and the time and the attitude between us and our psychology, perception of reality. But most importantly is the spiritual world that he brings according to all that. All of that he puts into one pattern, into one form. And that's the greatness of this Kabbalist. That in all these different degrees, he arranged them parallel, one below the other, not confused, not mixed up. And then we can see that this happens in a parallel way according to the degrees. In the introduction, in the interpretation of the Sulam, we can especially see that. And that's why it's not an interpretation. Interpretation meaning that from something that's clear to you, or that's clear to some extent, he brings you to a state that it's still not clear, but you'll be able to tie it to other things as well. And then you can advance. That's called that a person asks, what's the meaning? What's the meaning means, explain to me from my state, in words that are clear to me, about this unclear state. And that's how Baal HaSulam, by his interpretation, which he called the Sulam, Sulam in Hebrew is ladder, he always gave the opportunity to for a person to rise to the higher degree. Yes. I can hear two voices inside of me. When you're speaking, I feel that in the text here, there's like a pattern that I have to implement within myself. On the one hand, I feel that it's that way and that I agree. And on the other hand, there's this rational voice that's saying, Leo, it sounds like mysticism. It doesn't sound logical. There's this voice that's in my mind. How can I work with it? Because there's something that's a bit unlogical here. Explain to me, what? What do you mean there's a pattern in letters? Put it into yourself. What is this? It's unclear. It sounds irrational. It depends till what level of research you want to work. Because we're speaking about logic, about common sense. So I can say about the person's desires, I can talk about his inner forces, about the sequence of his fluids and the chemistry in his body.
So it depends what level we're speaking about. I can speak about maybe some image a person depicts to himself and the forces he seemingly sees there, and so on and so on. So what do you mean, logical or illogical, abstract or mystical? If we're finally acquiring everything that we can speak of into our substance called the will to receive and what occurs in it, so what mysticism do we have here? I begin with my will to receive and I determine this is the substance. Everything is occurring in it. This is what I have to speak of in my life. And this is my whole life. No more. Why is this mystic? This is not abstract. This is the substance and the form dressed in the substance. That is just that this form is not exactly understood to us. I feel something, but you could say, oh, look, put me into some, I don't know, machine and scrutinize in me. Why do I feel this and why do I feel that? Then he'll say, no, wait, you're feeling too much. I'm going to give you some medicine, substance, and you'll calm down. Or, you know what, I'll influence you with something, I don't know, I'll tell you something now. That it'll make you feel bad, you know? you have many, many tubes of influence upon your will to receive on the level of still, vegetative, animate, and man. So what we speak of in these degrees, they are operating meanings. And this is what Bala Sulam clarified for us, that these meanings unite together and bring you to this even higher degree, to godliness. So what do you mean realistic or not? You say, look, I'm a realistic person. Whatever I feel is what I feel. And you're telling me that the letters are arranged in a certain manner from spirituality. But I'm telling you simply, where did a person even create the letters? There is a part of the nature in man, that's within the person's will to receive, that in such a manner he grasped them and created these letters. That from a person's inclination to reception and bestowal, from these two forces in nature, and in general, these letters are created. Why is he speaking in this manner at all, you know? Person speaks. He has a few parts in his mouth, in his lungs, in his throat. Why does it occur this way? I'm telling you these things in a logical manner. And I begin from the simplest thing. There's light in vessel, no more than that. That's illogical? Just that your mind cannot yet grasp these things together. But if you will reach it, you'll see just how these things are so simple. All our confusion and things that we say, like it's not so much for a beginner, but it's from this that a person is still not yet in contact with this reality. Once he enters it, he sees everything is simple. You'll read the entire Zohar and Tess. It's all speaking about me and the Creator and the relations between us, that this is the screen. This that you will call it and term it in thousands of different manners. But look, you have in this world millions of different forms, and you're not confused because it's very familiar to you. We spoke about essence and reactions. When we, let's say, shoot electrons and we look at reactions in this world, towards the Creator we say the opposite. That we say that we try to understand His actions upon us. My question is, can we flip this and like investigate the Creator, like to operate towards Him and see the reaction? Of course we're investigating Him, because the Creator is called Come and See, Bore. The upper phenomena that can occur within my vessels. That is called Creator. The Creator is not something abstract outside my vessels. So in that same method of methodology of investigation, what reactions are we measuring? All the actions which can reach Malchut from Keter. That Keter is the Creator and Malchut is the creature, and everything in the middle, this is what we need to carry out, to perform, to reveal the connection between us. Very simple. And it's all only in substance. Yes. But I'm asking, what are the actions? Not what the goal is. Yes, you know, like in the substance, we say we shoot electrons. But what are the actions that I have to perform towards the Creator to investigate Him? To see in Him, yes, to bestow to Him and see the reaction, to bestow again, see the reaction, exactly the same. There's no change from how you're investigating things in the corporeal substance. In your work, let's say, like your investigation, you know, you have things which you press upon, and mechanical, chemical, in this field, yes, you make an influence and you see the reaction. Our whole science, wisdom, corporeally, is based upon this. I make actions and I see the reactions from something. Look at the child. He's always learning reactions. Look, I pressed, look what happens. I did this, so look what happens. The same thing with us in the wisdom of Kabbalah. You're always working in such a manner. Maybe I can bestow a little bit. What reaction can I receive? A little bit more and see the reaction. More again, see the reaction. With the will to receive and the will to bestow, I'm always working on this study of the reaction. So from this I have the entire wisdom. I'm building myself out of this and learning how to advance. There is no difference. We are not aware just how much these things are simple, and there is no difference from how we behave in our world and in spirituality. Just that the substance is different between the worlds. By us, the substance is corporeal, and there it is spiritual substance. But the order of the actions and their connections, they're different. Bestowal is like something abstract. How do I press on the Creator? Bestow. I have nothing more to say. Bestow. How else are you going to press Him? How else are you going to reach Him? You have no other opportunity. In spirituality, you have no opportunity to do anything if it's not an action of bestowal. In an action of reception, you're doing nothing. We're speaking about returning light. Maybe that's more understood. Let's continue. Title: the style of interpreting according to external teachings. This is the source of Rav Shem Tov's mistake. He interpreted the guide for the perplexed according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And he did not know, or he pretended not to know, that the wisdom of medicine, or any other wisdom, could be interpreted according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, no less than the wisdom of philosophy. This is so because all the teachings are included in it, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and were imprinted by its seal. Of course, the guide to the perplexed did not refer at all to what Rav Shem Tov interpreted, and he did not see how, in the book of creation, he interpreted the Kabbalah according to philosophy. I have already proven that such a style of commentaries is a waste of time, since external teachings need no testimony, and it is pointless to bring testimony to the truthfulness of the wisdom of Kabbalah before its words are interpreted. It is like a prosecutor who brings witness to verify his words before he has explained his arguments. However, all the compositions of this style are not at all a waste. After we thoroughly understand the wisdom in itself, we will be able to receive much assistance from analogies, how all the teachings are included in it, as well as the manners by which to seek them. Meaning, there are many books, many compositions. There were also different periods, as we learn, of humanity during its history, where it went through the development of the desire. And in the development of the desire, it goes through still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. And thus, in every period, it has its own depth of investigation, and its own naivety, and its own faiths in those periods, and also its own wisdom of Kabbalah. It also was in all sorts of degrees. And before the Ari, such a thing could not be revealed. And before Baal HaSulam also, there are many books, thousands. They are all not worthy today for study by us, because they cannot bring us to correction. You can speak about the book of creation by Abraham, it doesn't matter what. They are superb books, but simply, their style, their depth, their approach is just not matching for us. And thus, we don't learn them. We're not speaking about their height. Also, look how we said about Rav Shem Tov in his writing. Could be he didn't understand, or could be that he acted as if he did not understand. He was a great Kabbalist. Thus we, even initially, we need to restrict ourselves in one commentary, to one commentary, and then we can succeed. That's one matter. On the other hand, do not think that by all sorts of some new age languages, some philosophical languages, psychological terms, that we can scrutinize the wisdom of Kabbalah and bring it closer to human beings. People will not desire it in such a manner. Or they will, but it's not serious. And nothing more will come out of it than that own language of philosophy, psychology, or new age which you use. We need to speak as much as close to the realization of man and his spiritual degree. And those who are already worthy of it, they will take it. Those who are not, then the opposite. Our style, it will repel them a bit, repulse them. It's good. Let them cook a bit more, ripen a bit more. And thus, anything that we speak, we say, we have to, in the simplest manner, as much as possible, have it belong to the language of Kabbalah. Victor from Be'er Sheva is asking, how can we be careful not to cause harm to what we think is called bestowal? You know, the child who learns, he breaks his toys. That's how it has to be. You have to break all our advancement is by this, that we are mistaken. The animal is not mistaken. Man is. Meaning the degree of man is entirely built from mistakes. Don't be so impressed by it. Some idea comes to you and I immediately say, yes, come, let's do it. And then a day, a week, maybe pass by and I say, this doesn't work. But I checked it. Don't think that you can immediately nullify that. Who's nullifying that you immediately want to nullify that idea? Your ego? Your habit? And thus, revelation of mistakes, the attempts to try different things, like Brother Bash says, whoever doesn't succeed in one engagement, he opens another engagement, and then that's how it is. And he advances this manner.
Yes. How can we know the limit between writing simply and between becoming distant from the correct message? If you'll start explaining the wisdom of Kabbalah according to the vegetarian method of medicine, that you're a pro, that's your field of work. If you try to do that, then you won't succeed. People might accept the vegan theory, but they won't receive anything from the wisdom of Kabbalah. So you've done nothing by doing that. It should be explained in our language and in our style. But on the degree which is suitable for children or older people or grown-ups, is it correct to give examples to a doctor from medicine or... Yes, of course. Examples are also brought to us from this world. So we use our language and we bring examples from our world. What? You can give an example from the world of Yetzirah to the world of Bria? If I don't know the world of Yetzirah, then how can that help me? An example can only be from this current reality that I'm in and I understand. That's why the sulam, the ladder, why does he call it the ladder? And why does it, what's so special about this interpretation? Because it's all according to root and branch. That I'm on the branch, and according to his interpretation, I can reach my root. I wanted to ask, you know, Bala Sulam, he respected the materialistic psychology. Can I ask why exactly did he respect it? And we don't really use this. Yes, we do use it all the time, maybe without the words of that wisdom, but we use it all the time. We talk about a person, about his desires, about his impressions in our world, and what happens correspondingly in the spiritual world, meaning on his spiritual degree. We all the time use it. We tie the person who is here in this world, here and now, and feels reality, and we tie it to how by his work with a group, with books, with his emotions, with his mind, with everything that he has within him, how he can transform to his spiritual perception, how he can come close to this. We learn. We say a person depends on the environment, on the society, and that, and he's influenced according to how he sees how the importance he has towards it. Where's his freedom of choice towards the environment, towards his life? All that is psychology. It's psychology. What's psychology? It's the desires and thoughts of the person in this world. That's psychology. And materialistic is because we don't start imagining these things, but it's only through our desire and the reaction of it. Matter and matter that's and the form clothed in matter. That's called materialistic psychology, and we don't start going on to these philosophies. So by explaining to a beginner, look, you have a point in the heart, it's a desire that belongs to something that you can't realize in this world. What does it mean in this world? You have to come out of yourself. What's yourself? It's into a group. All these things. That's psychology. We're not speaking about spirituality to him. We're talking about his attitude between him and himself and the environment. How he can change himself and how he can bring himself closer to this force that will influence him, the upper. And there he begins to come closer to the upper force, the force that the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. But all the rest, before the light that reforms, before that, it's all materialistic psychology. You can bring a psychologist, we can talk, and he'll understand me, he'll agree with me. A person towards a society, every PR company knows how to use it. Who doesn't know how to use this relation between man and the environment? We're talking about psychology, about human nature in this world. So we're just bringing a person to this point, how to start attracting this light that reforms. And that's where the wisdom of Kabbalah begins. That's why we respect the materialistic psychology. It's very important. That's why Baal Sulam says that the fact that we've reached materialistic psychology, people understand that they act according to urges, will to receive, environment. If it's clarified to human beings, it's much better than all these philosophies and who knows all these things. A person has become more realistic. It's easier to talk to him. You have people you can explain these things to. And the wisdom of Kabbalah that you explain to him is also from these explanations, from these interpretations, and it seems logical and correct. Yes? Baal Sulam writes in the writings of Baal Sulam, in the article of the peace, he writes about philosophy. But since I don't like the philosophy, because I don't like all these things, and most of those in my generation agree with me, because we've experienced these things, and we know that if there is no base, then the entire building will collapse. And the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't speak any word, but only out of the experience. And then he says in the continuation, that in the wisdom of Kabbalah and the philosophy, in the article, Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy, that we're grateful for the materialistic psychology that has striked the wisdom of philosophy victorious blow. A few messages before we conclude. Only together. Kabbalah La'am is inviting you youngsters for an evening searching for meaning. A lesson with Rav Lightman about the essence of life, music and stand-up comedy. Thursday, 19th of November, 6:30 p.m. Bet Kabbalah La'am, Jabotinsky, Petach Tikva. For details and enrollment, you can call 1-700-509-209 or check out kab.co.il. Europe is uniting. Europe's virtual lesson to all the friends in Europe who want to be as one clique. Tomorrow and every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Israel time, you can get details at europe@kbb1.com. Thanks and have a great day.